Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good morning. It's currently 8:07. I am DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Crane Van Diesel. Today I have Lidiana from Navy Federal. How are you doing today? It's different to see you in the morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm doing really well this morning. How about yourself?
I can't complain. You know, it's weather's getting warmer. I hope it doesn't get too much warmer, but I know it's coming. You have any weekend plans?
This weekend, no, probably just have a barbecue or something. How about you?
That is a plan. Barbecues are don't underplay barbecues. Barbecues are one of my favorite things to do. Just a grill isn't, it's simple but amazing.
That's so true.
Me, I don't have any plans. I'll probably just go to the beach, and after hearing about barbecuing, I may just have to barbecue this weekend. It's amazing. But you know, when we come back, we'll be talking about joint accounts and other things Navy Federal has to offer. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signella, the station serving America's best. And we are back to talk about joint accounts. So can you get into that?
Yeah, of course. So we have joint accounts with survivorship, for example. So what a joint account is, it just means two or more people share one account. So everyone who is on that account can use the money, deposit, withdraw, transfer. They have equal rights to the money. They can potentially even close the account. One of the key parts to joint account with survivorship is that survivorship aspect. So that just means if one owner passes away, the funds automatically transfer to the remaining account holders. So for example, Maria and Alex have a joint account with survivorship. If Maria passes away, Alex will become the full owner immediately. So they don't have to go to the courts. There's no waiting. That money is still available and accessible. And it just keeps things simple and fast during a difficult time.
Well, that's so interesting to hear about that, because I just realized you saying this, I have it set up for my hometown bank, so my mom's on it, but the account I have now with Navy Federal, no one is linked to it but me. So thanks for putting out the information. It's very useful to know, because sometimes having joint access to accounts makes things so simpler. Like, you always see people run into these weird situations on deployment. Mm-hmm. People need money and you're like, oh my gosh, I thought you had access. You're just so used to being there every day. You need to prepare for when you're not.
Exactly. It's really important if you have someone that you want to have access to those funds and you trust them to deposit, withdraw, do whatever with those funds, joint account ownership, that is very, very beneficial. And it's just a quick form.
Yeah, and we'll be getting more into that when we come back. And now we'll be talking about joint accounts without survivors. So can you get into that?
Yeah, of course. So same thing, a joint account, you still, everyone who's on it still has access to the funds, equal rights, deposit, withdrawals. The key point here is without survivorship. So what that means, if one owner passes away, the share does not automatically go to the other person. So for example, if Jordan and Sam are on a joint account without survivorship and Jordan passes away, the money does not go straight to Sam. So basically they are probably going to have to go to the courts, go to probate, and the courts will have to legally decide who gets what money.
Wow, so it sounds like making sure everything's set up properly could save a lot of time, hassle, and money.
Yeah, for sure. It could definitely save a lot of time. Sometimes it just depends what you want. If you want it with survivorship, then yep, that person's gonna get the funds. Without survivorship, then no, there's that clear separation. Maybe you just have other beneficiaries that you want to get the funds, but while you're alive, you and your business partner, for example, are managing the account together, but it doesn't mean that you need them to get the funds when you die.
Wow, it is always great to learn how ignorant I am in the financial world. It's always better to increase your knowledge. I learn something new every time you come over, and it's always helping out. Stay tuned to learn more yourself. Hit me! And we are back to talk about payable upon death accounts. Can you get into that?
Of course. So payable on death accounts, they're owned by the person who is on the account. It could be an individual account. It could even be a joint account. But basically, you choose your beneficiaries. Those beneficiaries cannot use the money right away. The beneficiaries will only receive the funds after the owner or owners pass away. So that just means that you can specify your beneficiaries. If something happens to you or the account owners, those beneficiaries are guaranteed to receive the funds designated. And you can have multiple beneficiaries. For example, you can even have a charity or a trust.
Wow, there's so many things we just don't think about. You know, death is always in the back part of our head, especially for a lot of the junior service members. It's something that's like, oh, it seems so far away, but everyone knows that accidents happen. So being prepared is really important and something that shouldn't be forgotten, even if it is an uncomfortable conversation.
Yes, I agree. And all of these joint accounts, payable on death accounts, if you want more information, you can call 24/7. You can stop in the branch. You can go online and search. They are just quick forms. We just need a couple pieces of information from you and from whoever you want as your beneficiary.
And we come back, we'll be wrapping up our interview. And we are back to wrap up our interview. I'd like to thank you for coming out. It's always amazing to get so much knowledge on finances because I feel like a lot of people just don't know because you don't ask the questions. So you have anything else you'd like to put up before we wrap up?
Of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. Just to wrap up real quick, joint with survivorship, the funds are shared now, they go to the survivor later. Joint without survivorship, funds are shared now, but funds do not automatically transfer upon one's death. A payable on death account, you have your account owners, and you have your beneficiaries. The beneficiaries will receive the funds once those account owners pass away. The best choice really depends on you. What are your goals? Talk with your family. How do you want your money handled? It's a very personal decision. Definitely talk to your financial institution. We can help you with the process. We can explain it a little bit more in depth. So Navy Federal, we are located on NAS 2 by the gym. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or of course, 24/7. Online and with our call center.
Again, thank you for all the knowledge. Can't wait to learn some more in the future.
Thank you for having me.